It's Marketplace Tech for January 29th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We now have the latest earnings reports from Microsoft and Amazon. Colin Gillis is director of research at BGC Financial. And if he was going to sum up the news with a literary reference?
We've got a tale of two clouds.
Both companies are making more money off the cloud. Amazon's retail business, though, is a little more complicated.
Their shipping costs for this quarter cracked $4 billion, and their net shipping losses was $1.8 billion. So these are big numbers.
Gillis says Jeff Bezos is still really focused on getting people into the Amazon ecosystem. Price hikes will probably come, just not for a while. Meanwhile, Microsoft's Azure cloud business grew 140%, but they too are focused on getting you, the user, into their ecosystem.
They want to be on more platforms. They actually are getting traction with their hardware, the Surface tablet.
Colin Gillis there of BGC Financial. By the way, the shopping analytics firm Slice Intelligence says a lot of you are buying Amazon Echoes. Sales of the personal assistant and speaker for your home grew 342% in the last quarter, according to that firm's data. Right now, both the U.S. and Europe are in a bit of a staring contest over data. A few months back, European regulators nulled a long-standing so-called Safe Harbor Pact between the U.S. and the EU that had stood for over a decade. European regulators are focused on protecting users over there against abuses over here. This week, a bill is moving through Congress that's part of a solution, maybe. It would allow some European residents to file suit in U.S. courts over data privacy abuses. This Sunday is the deadline to reach a new safe harbor deal. We got our big picture international internet law guy on the line, Professor Jonathan Zittrain at Harvard. Jonathan, this staring contest has been going on a long time.
I think in practice over the years, it didn't amount to a whole lot. Some of the differences between the Europeans and U.S. were overplayed. But then you have Snowden come along, and the Snowden leaks were seen as a real pressure point for domestic politics in the EU, and the sense that there might be EU citizen data that, because they're parked with U.S. information providers, could be subject to U.S. legal process that would give the government, U.S. government, access to the data. The Europeans are reacting the way you've seen, both through the European courts and through the Commission. My guess is that this will be resolved.
Though we are seeing some of this, right? We are seeing some U.S. tech companies start to build facilities overseas.
Well, I wonder how much of that building of data centers has to do with privacy regulation or protection shopping versus tax advantage shopping. Yeah, exactly. More and more, I think, the idea that we would peg who gets access to the data, which country, on where the physical server is, it just seems like the wrong way to go. And I can't imagine, first, the European governments themselves not wanting to help themselves to data when they feel like it's for national security reasons. So you can bet they're going to be knocking on Microsoft, Google's, and other American companies' doors for data, and won't take as an excuse very readily that, oh, the data lives in America, so we can't possibly give it to you.
Sure.
And the Americans no doubt feel the same way.
Jonathan Zittrain, co-founder of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Time for a little tally of the silicon variety. Today, my guest is Michael Nunez, technology editor at Gizmodo. Michael, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am so ready.
60 minutes.
60 Minutes is the name of the program where Tim Cook did something. I don't know. Tim Cook did a whole lot of nothing.
Good guess. I'm looking for the amount of drive credit the company Car2Go offered its members per car they dug out of the snow. That's a
pretty good deal. Not enough for me. I think I'd need more than 60 minutes. For some people, that might be enough.
Fair enough.
Okay, so here's what I have. Okay. 75.9 billion.
Apple's earnings in the last quarter, it was expected to be 76 point something, and it was 75.9. Am I almost there?
Exactly
there?
Right. Yeah. So it was a record-setting quarterly revenue earned by Apple.
Yep.
But it wasn't enough for a lot of people, I think.
It's just not enough. I'm waiting for the iPhone 7 to have a teleportation device in it, and then maybe I'll...
I might be able to make it to meetings on time if that's the case. But, you know, we all want to see the TV or the car or the virtual reality stuff, just anything new.
88 years.
88 years.
And I'll give you a hint. You want a hint?
Yeah, I need a hint on this one.
Someone.
Oh, 88 years old was the age of someone that passed away recently. It's not the father of artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Marvin Minsky was considered by some to be the father of artificial intelligence, and he died on Sunday. He passed away on Sunday. He, along with building the first neural network simulator, he also invented robotic arms.
A lot of industries use those arms right now, right?
Yeah.
Especially the automotive industry. Two big breakthroughs.
Accomplishments, yeah.
So I have another billion. This is 1.04 billion.
The number of Facebook users who are still using Facebook not on a mobile device, and the rest are all using it on a mobile device.
Whoa, that's really close. Okay, so 1.04 billion is the number of daily active users on Facebook.
Okay.
Over a billion people are logging onto the service and using it every day.
Every day. Michael Nunez is technology editor at Gizmodo. Michael, thanks for playing along.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, if you are one of the billion people going on Facebook like every day, you should spend some time at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.